Get your Bibles out tonight, 1 Kings chapter number 18. If you've been in Sunday school class and Jay's class, we've over the last number of weeks have gone through this passage. Something that stood out to me and in relation to prayer, and I'd like to draw our attention to it and glorifying the Lord in it. And if you're familiar with the story, we have the I guess the prophets of Baal versus the man of God. And it's not really the prophets of Baal versus God or the man of God. It is God about to demonstrate his power against a powerless God. And as we follow the story in 1 Kings chapter number 18 in verse 22, "Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. If you look back just a few verses, there were 450 prophets of Baal and some 400 prophets of the groves. And again, here he mentions in verse 22, it would be, in his calculations, Elijah versus 450. And that is kind of the scenario here in verse 25. "And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar that was made, that which was made." What do we have here? We have 400 men crying out to their God, and no answer came. So what did they do then? Then they cut themselves. The Bible says that their blood gushed out. Verse 28, it says that. "And they cried aloud and cut themselves after the manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them." I don't know how that would... I don't know, any God that's calling you to hurt yourself isn't really a God I'd like to follow. And if that's their answer, hey, we need to get serious about the things of God. Hey, if you want to get serious with the Lord, try fasting. Saying no to the flesh. Here, what do you got? You got a bunch of people trying to get attention of this false God so they mutilate themselves. No different, we see that a lot today. In verse 29, "It came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded." They didn't know what to do. They were calling out to God from 9 o'clock until noon. That didn't work, so they start cutting themselves and crying out the louder until around the evening time. And that's exactly what they heard. Crickets. Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because they prayed to a false god. Then one man cries out to God, the God of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the one true God hears the prayer of his faithful servant, and he acts powerfully. Look at in this same chapter, look in verse 36. "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me." Isn't it good to know that God hears us? Amen. For maybe six to 9 hours, there was a group of people calling out to their false god and didn't hear a word. 450 of them. And Elijah, the humbled servant, said, Lord God, and he got a direct communication with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their back again. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." What's the difference? Didn't one man just calls out one time? The others are calling out for 6 to maybe 9 hours. Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Psalm 115. Tonight's message is an encouragement to us to be prayerful. Why? Because we do have a God that hears us. It's not talking to the open air, and it's not talking to someone that can't hear us or doesn't know about us. No, wait, we can talk to God, and He knows what's going on. He's aware of our needs. In Psalm 115, look at this in verse 1. "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory, for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake." Hey, I think that's an important part of prayer. If we're going to talk to God about things, and God, make my situation that, hey, are you looking for His glory? Are you looking that this situation would give God glory? Are you looking for mercy? Are you looking for truth? "Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased." Now look at, this is going to be very similar to what we just read in 1 Kings chapter number 18. "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not." Psalm 115 in verse number 5. "Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them." Hey, you want to put your trust in a silver and gold or into some false idol? You'll just get that, a false idol. But you put your faith and trust in the God of heaven, wow, you're talking to someone that can hear. You're talking to someone that knows. He's aware. What a difference it is to talk to a God that hears. Because God can be heard, we ought to be prayerful. You know, again, spending a little time with people that are maybe closer to the end than the starting. And their perspective is quite unique, and I recommend you spending time with people that have lived a life and now are reflecting back on things. Why? Because they have a perspective of what's valuable and what's important. And they'll say things like, "Hey, value the time that you have together as a family. You're not sure how long that'll be. Hey, take advantage of these special moments." And isn't that a gift from the Lord? And again, if you get a chance to talk to Mrs. Weber, she's just got a sweetheart. Hey, don't you think we ought to be, if the opportunity is available to talk to the God of heaven, don't you think we should be taking that right now? He can be heard. Therefore, we ought to be prayerful. I was going through that list tonight, and I'm glad I'm not the Lord and I don't have to figure all that out. But can I help you with something? The Christian life is pretty simple. Say, "Oh, no, it's not." You do right by God. You try and cut corners with the Lord, or you try and do things your way. I promise you, you're going to end up on a prayer list struggling. I'm not saying that it's all blessings and cherries and wonderful and ice cream and just 100% great. But I'm saying the struggles that I struggle with, or you struggle with, if you take what God says and just trust Him and are prayerful and heed the Word of God, those troubles are a lot different than someone that turns their back on God. And as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as Christians, we have an opportunity to know what He thinks about things and have an opportunity to talk to Him. We'd do well if our prayer time was a lot less of, God, let me tell you what I need, and how about a little bit more of, God, would you speak to me about how you see things? Hey, we need to be prayerful, but we need to be listening to what the Lord has to say too. We have an opportunity to pray to a hearing God, one who answers when we call. Psalm 91 and verse number 5, or I'm sorry, 15. Psalm 91 and verse 15 says, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Hey, isn't it good to know that when we call upon the Lord, He hears us and answers us? We see that with Hannah, and she prays to the Lord, and 1 Samuel chapter number 1, for this child I prayed. And then chapter 2 is a prayer of thanksgiving to God. God, thank you for answering that prayer, and thank you for doing what you said, and thank you, God, for the great blessings in my life. Hey, how much of our prayer time is spent with that? Lord, let me give you my list. Here's how to make my life comfortable. Where's the thanksgiving? Where's the appreciation? Daniel says, in Daniel chapter number 6, it reminds us Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Why would he do that? Because he's talking to someone that can hear. He's praying to a God that hears. Jesus in Luke chapter, here, go there. We'll look at the Luke one. Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. I just want to encourage you here tonight to be prayerful. Dedicate time every day to spend alone with the Lord. In Luke chapter number 5 and verse 16, speaking of Jesus, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness for what purpose? And the Bible says, and prayed. If it's good for Jesus to get away from the hustle and bustle of life for a few moments, maybe you start your day or throughout your day. I don't know what you use your break for, but maybe it'd be a good time to dedicate I remember I worked for this company and they gave us an hour for lunch. An hour. I can eat my lunch in about 4 seconds. What am I going to do with an hour? Maybe you get an hour for lunch or half an hour for lunch and maybe you dedicate some of that time. Hey, I'm just going to get alone for a little while and just pray. Say, I'm not into that. Jesus was into that. And if he does it, I think it's important for us to do it, to be devoted to prayer. Look at Acts chapter number 2. We see the early believers here, and they were devoted to prayer. And Acts chapter number 2 and verse 42, and they continued steadfastly. This is the first wave of Christians. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread. Hey, we want to stop there. Tell me about what the Bible says. Let's have some fellowship. Let's break some bread. How about in prayer? Do you have families over? Do you spend time together as a family? Do you dedicate time in your own life to prayer? Pastor, I'm really struggling in the faith. I got some doubts. I'm anxious. I'm nervous about these things. Tell me about your prayer time. Got a lot of big decisions coming. Tell me about your prayer time. We could talk to everybody about what's going on in our life. How about we talk to God about what's going on in our life? Hey, this was a group of people that were needing some direction. These were needy people. Nothing wrong with that. We'll talk about that in a second. That's how God made us. Paul says this. Go to Ephesians chapter number 1. I just want to encourage you tonight. We have access to the God of heaven. We don't have to wait in line. This morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, a new store opened up in town. There were 200 people waiting outside. That's what I said. Whole Foods, 9 years, they've been fighting with Wegmans, and they finally opened up and say, what's in Whole Foods? Probably the same thing at Wegmans. It's fruits and vegetables and that kind of stuff. People were waiting outside to get in. I just want to see what the... You know, you don't have to wait to talk to God. Well, I got to get the prayer meeting tonight so we can pray to... No, you can talk to God all the time. Look at Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul prayed for fellow Christians. Colossians chapter number 1, same type of passage. Ephesians 1:16 and Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Rejoicing in prayer, knowing that God hears us. 3 times a day, getting alone to pray, devoted to prayer, praying for one another, interceding for one another. To be prayerful, staying in daily communication with God. Say, why would I do that? So He can guide and direct our thoughts and words and actions. How many of your day went exactly how you expected when you got up this morning? Never. It never does. Okay, what's on your schedule? There's new things that happen all the time. All right, I'm going to go to work and this is what's going to happen. Lies. I mean, it's a good plan. But the guy that you're so dependent on called in sick today. And you know he's not even sick. His daughter's got a thing at the school. I'm going to need the Lord's help today. You got that one fellow worker that just gives you a hard time all the time. And you got a meeting at 2 o'clock today. Hey, you better be in prayerful. You better be prayerful all day. So He can guide and direct your thoughts, your words, and your actions. It'd be a shame to bring a shame upon Christianity because you didn't dutifully do what God has called us to do. Say, Christianity's so hard. Hey, be prayerful. Be in the Scriptures. This is what we all need, to be prayerful. Prayer is man's connection to God. God created everything, but yet He is separate and different from His creation. Reaching God on our own is impossible. We needed somebody. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, we have a mediator. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The Pope. No. Hey, I'd be real concerned if your connection to God was a man, a pope. Say, why? Because he's in the hospital. He's not talking very well right now. How is my connection to God going to go if this man can't communicate? I'll just take the Lord Jesus Christ. For there's one God and one man, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one way to get to God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you got that. Direct line. Believers are able to daily come before the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. That is only through Jesus Christ, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Be prayerful. Why would I do that? Number one, pray to a hearing God. Number two, prayer is man's connection to God. Number three, we are dependent. Say, no, I'm independent. I'm my own person. We are desperate and needy. We are needy people. Say, that sounds flawed. That is by design. By design. We need our thoughts and actions guided by God and His Word. And as we read and pray, our minds focus on God and not on ourselves, and we are able to trust Him and not in our own thoughts and works. So being prayerful, lastly, helps us with this thought, trusting in the Lord. Maybe by nature you are a little anxious or doubtful or fearful. Well, let's look at Philippians chapter number 4. Say, why did God make me this way? Did God make a mistake? No. But the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by, in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Maybe those anxieties and those fears and those doubts Say, why are they in my head and in my heart? Maybe they'll just bring you to the Lord. People that struggle with anxiety, my experience has been struggled with anxiety and depression, have been hurt by someone close by in their past. And they have trust issues. I'm nervous, I'm anxious, I trusted this person and they hurt me, therefore I'm fearful. Do you know that you can trust God because He's never hurt you? He's never let you down, He's always available. And the greatest fears that you may have, He can relieve. Trusting in the Lord. But you do that by being prayerful. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it reminds us to pray without ceasing. That's like Daniel level, three times a day, next level. Pray without ceasing. We ought to always be in an attitude of adoration and confession and petitions and thanksgiving to the Lord. Psalm 116. Psalm 116. Never have I ever met a Christian that when talking, I say or ask the question, how's your prayer life? It is perfect. I'm good. That is one area, Pastor, that I don't need any improvement on. I've never met anyone like that. We could all be a little more prayerful. What does that mean? Full of prayer. Because look at Psalm 116 and verse 1. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. And the whole thing comes all the way back to this. He's made us in a way that we are needy and dependent on Him. Through Christ is our connection to God. We are to pray to a hearing God and all of that. And then we come all the way around and at the end, there's not only a trust, but a love, a deeper love for the Lord. So I encourage you to be prayerful. Hey, don't wait till the bottom falls out. Don't wait till life is an absolute wreck and things are a mess and you've tried it. So I want to help you with something. Do it God's way the first time. Does that make it easy? Makes it easier. Your prayers will be a lot different. Say, I haven't done that. All right, from this point, Lord, guide my thoughts, guide my words, guide my actions. I've tried things on my own, and I know where that gets me. I'm going to try and do it God's way now. The Christian life. You hear it, read your Bible, pray, come to church, tell others about the Lord. If we did those four things, I promise you, your life would be forever changed for the better. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Man, when we got here, it was sunny. Now it's not. I'm sorry. Still an opportunity to go out for ice cream tonight. I don't know how. We got ice cream last week. Bittersweet Symphony. Is that what it? No, what is it called? Is that it? It's a Perry's one, I think. Is it Perry? Marriage Supper of the Lamb category. So good. That thing got opened yesterday. It is gone. A lot of people at our house have liked it. I don't know. Warm weather makes me think of ice cream. All right. Very good. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. See, I feel like I'm broken. Good. Good. We are dependent. We are not independent. We need the Lord. We need His help. And ourselves, we'll make a mess of things. Best way is God's way. Sam, will you dismiss us in prayer tonight?